Tamala, here's one from you, from Paul Weston, who says, why are planets round? Why not other shapes?
Well, that's a great question. Comes back to this idea that, well, this knowledge that gravity is a central force. It's acting radially inwards and pulling mass, anything with mass, towards its center of mass. So to go back to the formation of planets, we expect that stars and planets would have condensed and collapsed down from these massive clouds of gas and dust, these nebulas. As they were collapsing, they were attracting other bits of matter, and the natural equilibrium state is for everything to be as close to that center as possible and to be in a sphere, right? It wants to be equidistant in a sense. Bigger objects have more mass and that strength of gravity is greater, so it really starts to smooth out the surface. A smaller object might be a cube, and the material properties of that cube can keep it up without gravity pulling it into a sphere.
It's a bit like raindrops, I suppose, isn't it? Because you've got a droplet of rain coming down. If it can, it forms a sphere, but then it sort of smears out a bit with the air current pushing it. It's the same sort of phenomenon, the water sticky, pulling itself together.
Yeah, exactly.
Tamala, thanks very much.